While the South Korean government is working hard to mediate with North Korea, reiterating the position of the United States, there is also growing anger toward the U.S. among many South Korean citizens. The anti-American attitude has been made stronger by the case of two U.S. soldiers who were acquitted of negligent homicide after their vehicle hit and killed two teenage girls. Yoon Young-mo is an organizer of recent anti-American protests in South Korea. He's calling for a change in the status of forces agreement between Washington and Seoul.
In terms of the arrangement between South Korea and the United States, the key demand has been the amendment, the revision of the status of forces agreement, the SOFA, so-called SOFA agreement, that will allow the Korean courts, Korean authorities, a great deal more in terms of jurisdiction and also the capacity to tackle issues that arise concerning the U.S. troops and Korean civilians.
It seems, though, that the anti-American sentiment that does exist seems to have broadened out from this one particular instance, seems to be a kind of more generalized sort of anger about American troops stationed in South Korea and perhaps other feelings. What are the other emotions that are now getting involved here? What are the other issues?
The people who are coming on the streets are not driven by this anti-Americanism as such, I don't think. The problem is, because they're continuing to demand, they're continuing to come on the streets, and also they are seeing the Korean police controlling them, trying to block them, and also the Korean government is not very much with them in terms of demanding these kind of demands. And continuing lack of progress in their demands is giving rise to the possibilities of anti-Americanism. But the current feeling is not one of generalized, aggressive anti-Americanism as such.
Well, what about the larger question of the status of troops on the Korean Peninsula right now? What do people who agree with you want to have happen with U.S. troops? Do you want to see them withdrawn? What do you want? Particularly at this time now, where we're in a very tense situation with North Korea. What do you see?
There is a lot of factors that you have to consider in tackling that issue. And you have to ask, what is the reason that the U.S. troops are in Korea? On the one hand, there is U.S. troops. It is understood that U.S. troops are in Korea to protect, defend South Korea from North Korean aggression. But on the other hand, there's also an understanding that U.S. troops are in Korea because of the greater American strategic outlook on the whole of the geopolitical situation in East Asia. Now, I think both of these views have some credence, and the issue will be then how do you bring those two different views or different considerations into one, and you bring about certain resolution of the situation to satisfy both.
Isn't there a chance if the U.S. troops pulled out of South Korea, isn't there a good chance that North Korea would use nuclear weapons against the South?
All the recent statements concerning the very state of North Korea, the poverty, the famine, the shortage of electricity and energy, all that, I would say, speaks against such a possibility. And also North Korea is much more concerned about obtaining a space, an opportunity to revitalize its economy and also give some room for its people to begin to return to normal life. So I think this idea of North Korea intent on given any opportunity running down to South Korea, I think that is very much a very old-fashioned idea and does not reflect the current reality.
And so the ultimate goal for the Korean Peninsula is what?
It's unification. It's to develop in a phased way arrangement for peace, arrangement for mutual existence, and on the long term towards unification. Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yoon Young-mo is a South Korean labor activist. He was one of the organizers of recent anti-American protests in South Korea.